Wellspring by Teresa Hampton. Lessons from Bear. Recently, we were faced with a heartbreaking decision. We had no idea that the small puppy we adopted 2 years before would grow to be a large 90-pound friend. With my disability, it became clear that his care was more than I could manage. So, we found a loving couple who had a son. The young man was waiting for his second transplant. He wanted a dog of his own. It was a perfect home for our bear. Of course, it broke our hearts to see him go. Over the next few days, Gary and I found ourselves talking about lessons we learned from Bear and how they relate to our Christian walk. He was loyal, faithful to his owner. Jesus is our owner. He bought us with his precious blood, 1 Corinthians 6, verse 20, and urges us to be faithful to him unto death, Revelation 2, verse 10. He greeted every morning with excitement. We would do well to likewise approach every new day. David wrote, "This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it." Psalm 118, verse 24. He was content with little things. Give him a chew toy and he would gnaw for hours. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. Hebrews 13, verse 5. Now, godliness with contentment is great gain. 1 Timothy 6, verse 6. He was noticeably gentle with me, perceiving my needs. Christians are to be kind to one another, tender-hearted. Ephesians 4, 32. Additionally, we will be judged in the last day based on how we responded to those in need. Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46. He valued time with his master. He savored every moment, whether playing, walking, or lounging. Jesus is our master. Time spent with him in studying the Bible and in prayer reflects how much we value him. The 2 years we had with Bear were very special. We were able to teach him many things. He, in turn, reminded us of these valuable spiritual lessons. Today's verse. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Matthew 25, verse 35.